We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 11th, of course, the Alabama Senator, Tommy Tuberville. Now, I know as a country, we are mentally exhausted and fatigued to everything, especially coming out of COVID. It's just been so much death, so much grief. The economy is in shambles. Every day is some sort of racism, homophobia, sexism, anti-Semitism. Things are so heavy that all we want to do is escape. So a lot of things we should pay attention to, we don't. And there's a group of evil-ass people in this country who are trying to take us back to a time before we had basic rights. Okay, it's happening. All right, look at what the Supreme Court did with Roe v. Wade. Look at what the Supreme Court did with affirmative action in colleges and universities. At this point, we just have to ask ourselves, what's next? What basic right is going to be stripped from the American people next? But we tired. Okay, mentally and emotionally exhausted. Therefore, we don't have the energy to fight. And people like Tommy Tuberville are banking on that. All right, they're banking that we as a collective are too tired to truly get angry, and that is why he can go on national TV like CNN and argue that the definition of white nationalism is just some people's opinion. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
I'm totally against any type of racism. Okay, I was a football coach for 40 years, and I dealt and had opportunity to be around more minorities than anybody up here on this hill. But calling people nationalists, white nationalists is just another word that they want to use other than racism. I'm totally against anything to do with racism. But the thing about being a white nationalist is just a cover word for the Democrats now, where they can use it to try to make people mad across the country, identity politics. I'm totally against that.
But just to be clear, you agree that white nationalists should not be serving in the U.S. military. Is that what you're saying?
I agree they
should. A white nationalist is someone who believes that the white race is superior to other races.
Well, that's some people's opinion. My opinion of a white nationalist, if somebody wants to call him white nationalist, to me is an American. It's an American. Now, if that white nationalist is a racist, I'm totally against anything that they want to do because I am 110% against racism.
Sigh. Senator Tuberville, as Caitlin Collins tried to point out to you, the pure definition of white nationalism is racism. Merriam-Webster, Merriam-Webster's definition of white nationalism is a group of militant white people who espouse white supremacy and advocate enforced racial segregation. Dictionary.com says the definition of white nationalism is the belief, theory, or doctrine that white people are inherently superior to people from all other racial and ethnic groups, and that in order to preserve their white European and Christian cultural identities, they need or deserve a segregated geographical area, preferential treatment, and special legal protections. Senator Tuberville, the definition of white nationalism is not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of fact. And this is the problem I have with so many of these fascists, these racists, these white nationalists. They are elected officials. They are politicians. They are people in control of legislation, and they literally talk out both sides of their reptilian necks. You can't say you're against racism, but be for white nationalism. That's like me telling my side chick, black men don't cheat. Okay, that's like me saying I'm against drug use, but also spending a weekend with Hunter Biden in the White House. I like what Hunter likes. DJ Khaled voice. That's like Nick Cannon holding a safe sex seminar. Okay, I was speaking to the president of the Fat Lives Matter community, and he said this is like ordering a 20-piece chicken McNugget value meal, two large fries, a quarter pounder, an M&M McFlurry, and then when they ask you what you want to drink, you say a Diet Coke. The word of the day is contradiction, kids. Okay, we are all human contradictions, but this is a senator of the United States of America telling us he's against racism while supporting actual racism because that's what white nationalism is. Bottom line, point blank, period. The Senate is already America's most structurally racist institution, and it always will be as long as this country keeps putting open racists in these seats, all right? Telling me white nationalism is not racism is the worst rebrand I heard all week.
Facts.
Well, actually, second worst, because accepting white nationalism as not being racism is like this cervical cancer charity trying to tell me that vagina should be called bonus holes to avoid upsetting transgender men. Okay? Y'all 1A and 1B when it comes to having the worst rebrand ideas of the week. Okay? Bonus hole. Imagine telling a woman, I'm about to eat your bonus hole. All right? Imagine needing a tampon for your bonus hole. All right? I ain't spending no money on no bonus hole. And if that hole is the bonus, what's the main hole? Anyway. Senator Tommy Tuberville, since we have Hitman Holly here from Wildin' Out, salute to Hitman Holly, and Wildin' Out is celebrating their 20th anniversary, so every day we are going to have someone from Wildin' Out in here co-hosting, even though BET absolutely did not promote The Breakfast Club, not once during the BET Awards. The partnership should be reciprocal, all right? But we have battle rapper extraordinaire Hitman Holly from Wildin' Out in here, and he's going to give us a few bars to Tommy Tuberville. You're acting like you're on the Wildin' Out stage, Hitman Holla.
Top, I got
Senator
you.
Senator Tommy Tuberville is in your face.
I got
I'm going to even provide you ad-libs for each bar.
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
Tommy, see, I be trying not to act like a savage in things, but if y'all ain't racist, then why y'all kill a black man for having a dream?
Cracker ass, cracker.
Ooh.
Y'all sick for real. Y'all going to make me get lit for real. If y'all ain't racist, why Trayvon get killed for eating Skittles or the wicked things y'all did to Emmett Till? I mean, I'm on the radio, so I can't even cuss. But if y'all wasn't racist, then it wouldn't have been a problem for Rosa to sit in front of that bus.
Cracker ass, cracker.
I mean, if y'all ain't racist, have a seat. I might buy you a sofa. If y'all ain't racist, then explain to me the chain of events that happened in Tulsa.
Cracker ass, cracker.
I'm just saying, I just need some respect. If y'all ain't racist, why I wake up every morning and see another cop with a knee in our neck?
Mm. Cracker ass, cracker.
Tommy, be real with yourself. That's what the case is. All I'm trying to say is, y'all pretty much racist.
Cracker ass, cracker.
Off the top for the Breakfast Club. That's off the top for y'all, man.
Please give Senator Tommy Tuberville the biggest hee-haw. Well, since we're here, you might as well let Kathy Griffin get some.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Can Chelsea Handler get some, too?
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Now, I'm looking at the cracker counter. I had three more. I just said it again, so I got two more. Like Chris Rock.
Cracker! Oh, you got one more. You're going to go over now.
I'm going to go over?
You're going over.
All right, I'll pay the fine. Go ahead, play.
Cracker ass, cracker!
Jesus. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey app of the day.
Oh, I love this job.
BET, see y'all later. Maybe. Peace.
It's possible.
All right, where you want to go now?
I don't know. What we doing?
What you want to do?
Don't ask me. We didn't have a topic before we started. Don't throw to me. Nah, I did my job.
You did your job.
I just did my job.
I've been texting people. Nobody hits me back. 2 minutes before. All right, we could go here.
Okay. Well, we do have Hitman Holla Hip, and he's a rapper. And, you know, we were talking earlier. We just had Ice Cube. But yesterday, after Ice Cube left, there was a great conversation that started because of Drink Champs interview.
Talking about who's the best storyteller when it comes to rap music. All right, we can open up the phone lines and have that discussion. 800-585-1051. We're discussing who has the best storytelling. I think it's B.I.G., hands down. Can you pull up on the big joints while we talking about it? And we'll take your calls. 800-585-1051. Some of the people in the realm has been Ice Cube. Some of them has been Scarface, Tupac, Ghostface.
Yeah, I got Tupac.
Rest in peace, Black Rob.
Yeah, Hitman Holla said Big L. Yeah. So we'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on, let this rock for a little bit.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.